4WJT and 4ZLK. ZLK, clear.
And 5CSA mobile on Echolink.
Good morning, Richard. Haven't heard you in a while.
Good morning, this is N5CSA mobile. Name is Roger, over.
Sorry about that. As soon as I said Richard, I was like, I don't think that's right, but I can't remember what the correct name is. Shane here, N4ZLK. We've spoken a few times in the past.
Okay, Shane, yeah, it's been a little while, but good to hear you. And heading back to work, normally I would have picked up a radio mic, but I happened to be chatting with a friend down in Conway on the W4GS repeater. So I said, well, let me just pop over here on W4NYK and see who's around over here. Glad I got to catch up with you.
Link on the phone, but I rarely ever use it. Turn it on when I'm working. I've got a radio in my work truck, and if there's a conversation that I'm interested in, eavesdropping on, you know, somebody talking about something that I'm learning, I'll flip the Echo Link on if I have to jump out and listen to it. But I rarely talk on it because I usually have a radio accessible somewhere. But I have used it when we traveled occasionally to check into a net or something.
Yeah, it comes in rather handy to expand your horizons, so to speak. Like I say, I get on here about every morning and chat with that radio friend down there in Conway, South Carolina, and we had a ham that was here in Anderson, and he moved to Waycross, Georgia, and they had an Echolink repeater, so I was able to chat with him there. Then he moved up to, I think it's New Bern, New York. They have an Echolink repeater, so, yes, Auburn, I believe it was. So I get to chat with him there, and yeah, I could just call him on the phone, but it's not nearly quite as much fun.
And that is good, a good thing about Echolink. You can keep in touch with people when they move without having to be at home sitting at your base station and hoping conditions are good on the HF. And I've got relatives and overseas, not that they're ham radio operators, but I've looked up to see if there are Echolink stations in their area. I found one local to not far from where my mother's family lives in England. I've tuned in a couple times, but haven't really heard anything. And I forget about it. I need to do that again just to kind of see if there's any activity in that area. But yeah, it is another good tool to have in the tool belt. And I agree, it's more fun on the radio than it is on a cell phone.
I even set up an Echolink node at the house, a Simplex node at the house. I don't run it too often because it's pointless with me not being there, and somebody might try and connect to it and nobody there to answer them. So I only run it if I'm sure I'm going to be around. So I was using it to use my radio rather than the cell phone. Echolink app on the phone, I would use the radio to connect to my node and then bring up the Conway repeater and talk to my friend down there. Oh well, it's a radio adventure, something to do. I enjoyed it. Well, I'm about to get where I'm going. Have you started your job yet?
Almost there. I'm just getting on 85 for one exit right where all the traffic is here at One Course Road. And then I'll get right back off, and I'll be at the office but I know people do that with D-Star. They've got a node at their house, and they'll use it like that. I know it can be done with EchoLink. I just haven't researched it. But you're right. I'm never, when I'm at the house, I'm either on the radio or busy doing something else. So I haven't looked into that, setting up anything like that. But anyway, Roger, good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a good day, good weekend. Enjoy this beautiful weather. I think you might have a little rain coming in at some point, but we can always use it. N5CSA, N4ZLK, 73 to you.
Okay, Shane, great catching up with you again, and I do hope you have a great day and a great weekend, and yeah, we're at the point we could use some rain, so take care, have a good one, N5CSA, I'll be clear the EchoLink.